This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, this is the crossover. Gettings in for Steinmetz alongside Guru. Dibley joining us in a moment. He's searching for headphones. What's up, Willard?
Hi, boys.
How are we doing?
Well, I'm excited now to know that that when Draymond Green joins the show or joins the station,
it'll be... Evan, we didn't agree to that.
Unless it's a morning show. Well, yes, yesterday... Steinie is not here, but no agreement was ever reached.
Yeah.
Deadlines.
And I vetoed, like, we can't do that. But Steinie's on his own.
Unfortunately, he left, and he never had Willie and Dibby approval.
I wonder.
And so he's gone, and so he's going to get the consequence that he gets.
He's so special, and I had the pleasure and blessing, Evan, pre-Evan at 95.7 The Game, to do a show not just with the great Steinie, with Dan Dibley. And Dan Dibley just had a way, like you do, Willard, and he's not listening, I know he's not, to just Jedi mind and just take his upstairs, his mentals. And I hate that. And why do y'all do that to him?
I'm not doing anything
to him. Daily.
These are not the radio hosts you're looking for.
That's what I tell my younger brother.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he gets stopped dead in his tracks.
Dude, Bros Before Phones used to lock him up because we were doing pandemic radio, right. And it was Steinie, Goo, and Dibs for a year, and 51 weeks was remote, and then 1 week we were in person, and we would do it, and he would do his usual, hey. 888-957-9570 is the phone number. Let's go to, and I'd be like, whoa.
Oh, dude, he hated Evan.
Bros Before Phones.
He would go start.
At the beginning of the segment.
Get it started.
Did he ever hit you with a, I ain't your bro? Like, who said you were my bro?
Of course not.
Okay.
But, I mean, he would stop, and I'd be like, dude, can I at least, like, weigh in on, like, Jimmy Garoppolo and his third down conversions? And he'd go, okay. And I'd have my take, and Guru, you know, he'd come in hot as always. And then Steinie would like,
hey, my man.
888-957-9570 is the phone number. Bros Before Phones.
No, I love
like,
it.
You that always, sounds like him.
And I mean, Mark, you and I, we've done this for 4 years, and you are 99.9% of that. And like, there are times where you go right to the phones, but it's like, I've already said enough. Like, let's go to the phones. But in this case, it was like, you know, nobody said anything about anything, and we're just going to go to the phones?
Didn't I mention this to you guys a couple weeks ago? Like, I actually have a trigger against starting a segment by going to a phone call.
That's too soon, yeah.
It's just, it feels like giving up. Yeah.
Yep.
It's just like, here, you do the show. It's like when we do
don't do that. We don't, that's
like self-checkout at the grocery store.
Well, I broke where they're just like,
we work here, but you do it. Like, I don't want to do that. I was struck many, many years ago in the biz. I was traveling and it was in Philadelphia.
Philly.
Philly Sports Radio puts up like...
Blue?
Well, they put up like 15. Oh, they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, 18. I asked the boss in one of our recent meetings, how do they have that many meters? It's
incredible. Because grandma's listening, everybody.
Yes, everyone's mad and it's cold and everyone's mad and they're like, let's get mad. But the hosts were making... You know, these guys might be making seven figs, and they're starting a segment, and Eskin is like, they're like, Howard. You know, here's the music, and it's like, and they're WIP, and then back to Howard, and he's like, it's got a belt. And that's the, like, wow. I'm like, what is that? What is, that's your show? Yeah. Let's go to Bill?
Dude, that is.
Felt like such a white flag.
With the 18 shit.
I mean, it depends on
exactly.
Maybe Bill's the best caller you've ever heard because everyone wants to hear him.
I'm like, are you filing your toenails right now while you're doing the show? I just, I don't want to do that.
Some of the callers, call them on the East Coast, like,
it's real.
Francesa will get some just unbelievable ones. And a lot of them are trying to mess with them, too.
Yeah.
Some of those are pretty enjoyable. And you kind of develop relationships with certain callers. We have them here.
I get it.
The P1s on 857. I just think that it depends on how strong the call is and, of course, whether or not you actually have anything to
say. And there it is.
You know.
And last night's Warrior game, I got my merch on.
That's
Dibs.
Good merch. Where'd you get that?
The team store.
Okay.
But no discount, because you always call me Discount Daryl.
Did you wash it?
No, I walk in this morning, the boss was like, and we had this, you never wash a new shirt. Your body is supposed to be the first thing on that thing. It's ready. The boss is like, no, you got to wash it and go through that.
I'm sensing a little Aaron Rodgers here, a little discount double check.
Oh, no, there was none. I'm proud of myself.
What'd you pay for that?
Something.
Yeah.
Still have to give him his credential.
Last week was
45?
Yeah. How does it come? Is it like in a wrapper or was it just on the shelf?
It was hanging, so I went.
Did other people try it on?
No.
Okay.
I mean, you don't know that, but yeah.
Going there?
I'm with you. I don't wash
new
clothes.
Not the first time.
I don't even, there's certain clothing. I mean, jeans, let's do two wears on the jeans.
Well, I haven't had a story on the jeans.
You got to wash underwear. That's
underwear
number one.
Underwear and socks for sure.
I don't do that.
It depends on where you buy the shirt. If you went down to Buffalo Exchange and you bought a shirt off the rack, cannot go right under your bed.
Absolutely.
Because you do not know where that thing's
been. But the Warrior Team store, I think I'm all right.
You're fine. You're absolutely fine.
Dibs is blown away. There was no Dibs. I got two more.
You just smell good, Goo. I got to give you that. You're smelling good.
I'd like to see the receipt.
Okay. I mean,
as a man who's gotten so much for free,
I'm wearing a free shirt right now. Every time you go to Splats, I'm like, they got something new.
I got a bobblehead that won't be released for a month.
Well, last year you got the zip-up, like the polo sweater.
We got the all-star sweaters.
Yeah, there you go.
We got the personalized.
I saw you work out your defensive stance and the new Curry.
Dude, that was pretty. That was impressive.
I had to give that one back, though.
That, he
the
was
coffee
just,
creams?
Yeah. He was a model.
Oh,
that
right.
bothered me. Yeah, and return it.
And wouldn't you hire him to be your model? Look at the man.
And he had the hands.
I watched it without sound, and I think it might have been better.
That's
so much better.
It was pretty good.
Although, with sound, as I do the close out, the boss is like, you're getting too close.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like, dude, now I'm going to get up on you.
No, you did
that. Now we're going to be like really like pre-COVID invasive. And so I got all up in his business.
My high school basketball coach used to tell us, eat ugly stuff and don't brush your teeth before the game.
That's so weird.
Pick him up off the team bus and breathe in his face.
Well, you guys pretty good.
It depends on the year. Okay. Yeah, we really good. Really good when I first got there. Freshman year, we never lost a game. But, you know.
I got you.
Maybe the Warriors didn't have anything to brush their teeth with last night because they were clamping the Clippers.
That was the defense I was looking for.
Yeah, no doubt. And it was different than what we had seen, right? So to hold L.A. to 37% from the field and everybody else had been eaten, I mean, it's one game. But that was old school 90s game. I was like, this is a rock fight.
It was, but as we went through it out in the green room, yeah. I looked through every Clipper shot in the second half, and they had some shots that were makeable.
Well, we talked about
like
it.
Kawhi Leonard and
Zubac, how many did he have?
I mean, Zubac had 14 and 13, but you had open threes, and you got to a point where that game just got away from him. And the thing about it was James Harden. They made the adjustment on James Harden. It's like, stop fouling him and just guard
20
him.
20 first half, nothing in the second. And I thought Lou sat him too much in the third quarter to come back in the fourth, and it was a wrap.
It was a wrap, like Saran. And so you got to that fourth quarter, and it was like the Clipper offense was non-existent, and the Warriors were, you know, they were able to do what they wanted to do. And
Quentin Post.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to be nasty.
He's
that's
fine.
What I like.
He played defense.
That's what
night.
I like.
Yeah, he played some defense.
I might lose the fight, but I'm going to fight the bully. That takes courage.
I like that he yells after everything he does. I love that about him. He'll never be a 35-minute-a-game guy because he doesn't have the energy for
dude.
It. He screams after every good thing that happens. It's fantastic. I can't stand watching James Harden play basketball. I
why
hate
does
it.
That make me?
I hate it.
Who am I, Evan? He's one of my favorites.
He's
all
pretty
time.
Good. Man.
He's fantastic.
Oh, so you this give him that? Okay,
I'm
you
not
just
saying
can't
he's
watch
bad.
It.
I can't stand watching him play basketball.
He led the league in assists.
Give me your unwatchable top five.
Give
right
it to
now.
Him.
Just NBA.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Well, Tony would have made it if it was everything.
Yeah. The entire Dodger lineup. That's number one.
Oh, let me give you this.
Yeah, that's definitely unwatchable.
It triggers him. Yeah.
Stupid. Butt weave thing.
Yep.
Anyway, it's that Harden and Westbrook are the first two names that come to mind.
Yep. Yep.
It used to be Chris Paul. He doesn't play enough, and now he's got a big bald spot in the back of his head. So, exactly. So
Evan called him equalizer. He looks like Denzel.
I feel bad for him on that one. Now I got to look around.
But why Chris
Skinny
Paul?
Luka.
No, Luka. Luka's not top five.
But he's James Harden.
No,
Trae
he's
Young.
Not. Yeah, Trae Young might make that list. Harden is number one. Harden is number one.
But why are Luka and Harden not linked? Because, Stoddy, we think they're the one's black, one's white, but they're the same.
Harden doubles Luka's head snaps. He doubles them. It's a head snap. I'm not seeking the basket. I'm seeking the mistake that the defender's about to make, and I'm going to place my body in a spot. We'll make it so that the ref has to call a foul. Even though I don't think half of the things he's doing are basketball moves. That was an awesome review by the Warriors last night. But that foul gets called 99% of the time. And about 80% of the time, it doesn't get overturned. Again, he's brilliant. This is not a criticism.
No, I get it.
I do not
just
enjoy
pleasure.
I do not enjoy watching him play.
Wow.
At all.
Probably the Kings starting five. I think that'd be mine.
Yes, yeah, Sabonis.
I just don't like him right now.
Yeah, he's not off to a good start.
Yeah.
It just been absolutely awful.
He was a pick and roll guy, and he was eating with Fox.
And I was on Caltrain last night doing a thing that you'll hear on the station here in the next couple weeks.
Oh,
and
whoop.
I was on there with a Kings fan, and he said to me, he's like, what do you think of the Kings? And I said, well, I mean, the ownership is not great. They ran off a coach who was good to replace him with a coach who I don't think is that great. And I said, their roster is a cast of misfits. Like, they don't fit.
It's awful.
Right. Like, if you look at the names and the games, you're like, oh, yeah, that's like four or five good players. But when you watch them together, and that's where I go back to the Warriors where, you know, the cohesiveness of 1 through 5, 6 through 10.
Yeah.
Even 11 through 15.
It's beautiful, Dibs, right now.
And the puzzle pieces, as Steve would say, like the pieces fit. And the Kings, it's like, oh, boy, you got like four guys who can cook and one guy maybe who can't cook. And
but
then
you're just removed a year or two from Light the Beam, which I think is one of the greatest campaigns for a team in any sport ever. Say what you want. Light the Beam, Evan, in the thing, and you can see it from the freeway. Like, that's something. And Mike Brown was coach of the year. They went to the offs, beat the Dubs, and now you're back to just a bomb went
which
off.
Year.
That's what the Kings do. That's what the Kings do.
Yeah. And that's
they undress themselves.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Steiny took the reads. Always live in the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Yeah,
I got Grandy real quick.
No
he
glasses.
Got in my ear.
Yeah.
He goes, they didn't beat the Dubs. I go, in the year in the play-in when they beat us.
Not in the
but
playoffs,
right.
though.
Yeah,
yeah not in the
you're
playoffs.
Right. Look at my guys.
Curry had a pretty good game 7 that year.
They undressed themselves.
And they forgot to have a new outfit laid out. Like, they just took their pants off and then walked out of the house. Like, they had something going.
They did.
I don't know if they were going to ever do something really special, but they had something going. And that organization has a way of ticking everybody off who's good who plays for it. Name the great player who's like, man, I loved it here. They took care of me.
Well, there's one.
Who?
Chris Webber.
Yeah, there's back in the day.
Patience. Mike Bibby.
Right.
That's when
Bobby
they were.
Bobby Jackson.
Yeah, no doubt.
Doug Christie. Yeah. Coaching now.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, the elite players. You know what I mean? Like, you.
C-Webb's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, C-Webb. Okay, that's a fair answer. It's a long time ago.
Hard to put some other players next to that.
Yeah. Like, when you, like, De'Aaron Fox was on his way to something special, and then you found in 12 months a way to just make him
go. He had gave you multiple years, so he wasn't just overnight.
It's like, I don't even want to be here anymore.
I told Evan this, and I'd hashtag random, and if I could talk about any subject in sports right now, you guys help me, my therapist, and Evan knows where I'm going.
Why am
I fixated on Brock Purdy and this toe?
Oh.
Like I want to know.
I am.
I'd go to a conference right now and just, like, it's that. And I'm not saying they're withholding information, but, I mean, where does your mind go to on if it's severely worse than they thought? Do we see him again? Could there be, or do you ride Mac? Is there a line in the sand to where, that's your line, where you say, you know what, if you miss umpteen games, you could come back. But it is fascinating. To not know?
Yeah, I'm not that fascinated by it. I mean, he's got a bad toe, and it's a ligament, not a tendon, just to correct earlier what I heard on this very station. But you're 5-3. If you were 3-5, I think it would be a little bit more of a, hey, boy, the Giants, you have to win this game to stay alive. But 5-3.
And Mac Jones, is Mac Jones some of it too?
It's some of it, and I did this earlier in the week where there have been 11 wins by backup quarterbacks, and Mac has 4 of them.
Mm.
And there are 7 from the rest of the league collectively. So, yeah, Mac has been good enough. And the Giants game, can you go to the Giants and win with Mac Jones?
You should be able to.
Probably. I mean, it's going to be a coin toss game.
But not with that defense last week, Will and Dibs and Evan.
Well, right, but do you want to hear what Kyle Shanahan had to say about what he feels about Purdy? Like, how good he'd have to feel about to the
Love
point
to.
Where
yeah.
feel
yeah,
good about this. Playing him.
That he feels confident he's ready to go based off how his toe feels. I mean, he's going to look that way most likely getting out there. I mean, he gets out there and he's hobbling around and stuff. He won't be out there. So he's got to go out there and go through the practices and stuff and really let us know how good he feels because it's hard to know what's going on with the toe and they're really iffy things. And something, you know, last time we felt like he was feeling pretty good, looked pretty good in practice. In the game, one hit and set him back 5 or 6 weeks, whatever this has been, 4 weeks. So it's kind of a sensitive situation and hopefully getting some reps in practice and stuff will give him that confidence that it's better than it was last time.
Okay, I'd love to riff on this for a second.
Three and stuffs.
I also want to riff on this because did you hear how he started? He started his answer with, will you hit just the beginning again, Evan?
That he feels confident he's ready to go.
Okay, now here. Now that he feels confident and ready to go. The question was, what would make you think that Brock feels confident and is ready to go? And his answer was that he feels confident and he's ready to go. And I'd also like to point out that question of Kyle Shanahan was somewhere in the neighborhood of the 8th or 9th question asked in this press conference. Did you count them up? It was the last question asked in this press conference. It goes to something that Butch brought up on the morning show today, and I wasn't there, so I don't get to come down on the media, but there is something so odd going on. How the hell open up a press conference at this point with Kyle Shanahan and you don't start by asking what's up with your quarterback is bananas to me.
This
is absolutely bananas to me. And why we got questions being asked of practice squad people who are on IR. It's like, what on earth is going on down there? And Butch was asking, like, why is there not a drumbeat for when is our quarterback going to be back?
Any other major city would be it.
The best I can come up with, and I find this to be a little bit of a shame, our fan base is so obsessed with winning a Super Bowl that when we arrive at a time like this where it feels like because of the injuries that the Super Bowl is kind of off the table, there is some measure of like just
throwing the flag,
blase kind of a whatever, gave up on it. So it's kind of like, yeah, Mac might win some games. Brock could be a little better. It's kind of like whatever, because I think there's so much that can still be achieved. And I don't, I'm not Super Bowl or bust. If they go to the playoffs, I think that's a big deal.
We just talked about
but
it.
But this is wild to me, man. The quarterback is a mystery, and nobody cares.
We've been talking about it. Like, why?
I mean, it's as much of a question, I think, it is a compliment to Mac, because I do think that if they were losing games, this would be a topic. This would be more of a question.
But they just played a stink bomb. Like, I don't understand how that can't be question one.
I mean, I'm just trying to think of reasons why, because I don't know. It. But I do think that when I hear Shanahan talk this way, he doesn't know. He just doesn't know. And if Brock Purdy can't practice, he's not going to play. I just told Goo, but Lorenzo Neal talks about it all the time. Turf toe makes it impossible to practice. And if you're not out there on the field, you're not going to be on the field on Sunday. If you can't be out there at least on Wednesday, and you can't practice, and this is an injury that consistently can be re-aggravated, then unless you have a full week of practice, you're just not going to be out there.
I get that the label has been limited. He's been at every practice for over 2 weeks. He has not missed one in over 2 weeks. And again, I'm not saying, like, you're right, E. I'm not even saying anything about whether he should or shouldn't play. I don't understand why everybody's just kind of shrugged their shoulders and moved on. Like, okay. Like, nobody even asked about Mac. He's hurt too. Yeah. Nobody even asked about Mac Jones. Nobody asked who's playing quarterback this weekend in New York against the Giants. I don't get it. I do not understand that at all from multiple angles.
Yeah, I mean, Mac will play because Mac has got knee injuries. He's got a couple of them, and he'll play. But the thing about Brock is the first time it was 2-5, and he sat 2, he came back, and he got hurt. And now it's probably 2-5 again, and now he sat 4, and this would be 5. So it's kind of the same injury all over again. And
he got a new one, though. He came out with a new designation on Monday. He bruised his knee in a new way.
No, I meant Brock.
No, Mac.
Yeah. No, Brock was...
No, but you're saying Mac will just play. I don't know that.
Oh, he'll play.
He got a
he'll
new...
He'll be fine.
But ask the question.
Ooh. And they didn't ask him?
No.
No, I
Mac
didn't hear
Jones's
the whole thing.
Name never even came up today.
Yeah.
I don't know. How does Brock Purdy and Mac Jones... That should be the first five questions
totally
of the press conference.
I totally agree with that one.
And first five questions.
What time are they on the field? Like here, 2:30 or 3?
Yeah, they're
like,
on. They're on it. They're on right now.
Yeah. The practice after the press conference.
Exactly.
2:00.
Yeah,
2:00
exactly.
Is the practice.
So, I mean, questionable concern, right?
Like, he's answered these questions, but he's not going to talk about it if you don't ask him. What is the likelihood that Brock Purdy plays this weekend? Is Mac Jones okay to play this weekend? And if he does the whole bob and weave and I don't know, guess see how he, fine. Let's hear it.
But you had to be frustrated if that was question 9 that they got around to him.
I mean, we're asking questions about players I've never heard of.
Well, that's because there's been so many injuries to this team. You're just picking up guys off the street, it
okay.
seems.
I don't know, man.
No, I find that.
The media is supposed to trumpet and ask what the fans want to hear. And maybe they're right, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe everyone's decided that even at 5-3 and in a playoff spot as we sit here today, this isn't going anywhere.
No, but
cool.
It's been quiet on the set here with calls and everybody
and
about
you,
Brock.
And
we talked about it.
Like, even though Mac has been solid, there's no way you can look at the last 3 weeks and be
I
like,
hung my hat on that.
Like,
I thought that was
Mac's
the reason.
Balling. Is he? Well, like, he's fine. But there's nobody wants to see the quarterback?
It's interesting you say trumpet the wants of the fans. I don't hear a lot of fans calling in championing for Brock.
And we did
like,
a whole show.
We want Brock. We want number 13 on the field. I just don't hear it.
And there you have it.
So maybe they are doing their job because the fans are speaking louder than the media.
And that's why I said maybe I'm wrong. I can't wait to see the guy get back. The Niners are 5-3. They can head into the trade deadline 6-3.
They're in the playoffs today. Like, if it ended.
I mean, let's go. I'm upset that Ricky Pearsall's not practicing again today.
We talked about him. Man.
Like, was it just Ricky's not practicing? No questions, right? None. No questions. We have no questions. Just Okay.
What are you asking exactly?
I'd like to ask some questions.
But to Evan's point, it's so many.
Maybe about the really, really high, the first-round draft picks and the $50 million players who are that's where I would like to know about them.
Questionable.
We have to get you down there.
Dude, we do.
Like, seriously.
But I
Last time he took off at 1:30. We could have him get down there.
No doubt.
Yeah, sure.
Will, I agree with what you're saying. But I thought it was because Mac was playing well enough, man. People were if you were pro Mac Dibs, you were in All-State. You were in good hands.
Well, and if you look at last week, and we did Grandy's grades yesterday.
No,
and
he wasn't playing.
No, but I think Mac Jones got either a C-plus or a C from all of us. He was not the problem. Mac Jones was fine. He had a deep shot to Juwan that should have been caught.
Oh, my gosh.
He had a throw to Watkins that should have been caught. And other than that, Mac Jones was under siege.
Yeah.
So Mac Jones, to me, was not the issue. Yeah, he can't break contain and do the things that Brock can do, but he's good enough, and he makes the throws. But the rest of the team, to me, was the problem.
You know? I wouldn't refer to him as the problem, but I also...
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Don't think he's necessarily the answer.
He's the backup.
And exactly.
Right.
And
he's 4-2.
And if that's how you feel about
which
him.
Which is incredible.
Incredible.
Then ask about him. That's all. That's all. I mean, we're out here going like, oh, it's the A-string linebacker this weekend. I don't care. It blew me away.
You call him out.
Cam Inman at 5 o'clock. He was in the room.
Okay. I got you.
And I like,
hold his feet to the fire.
Cam, what, like, enlighten us.
Mayoko. Barrows, Lombardi.
No, enlighten us.
Chan.
Wow, that was a great point,
I
man.
Really want to know.
Branch.
Why? Like, is that what? Maybe because the other thing is they know more than we do.
I'd say you should send a tweet, but you can't.
I can't. I can. I have a burner account.
No, you don't have a Durant.
Oh, my God.
I do.
No, he got locked out.
I'm so locked out, and they won't
okay.
They won't even
come here.
That's different.
You got Akon.
You don't got a Durant burner account by choice.
Won't let me out.
Oh, my God.
I'm locked out of Twitter.
Thank you.
I'm totally,
that's Bruno Mars,
I'm
but
totally
that works.
Out.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah.
And so how do you fix it?
You wait.
Elon.
You wait for Elon to answer your support.
He's saying this thing's going away or it's going to change.
You know where he is right now, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, boy.
Uranus.
Yeah. Well, that's what it feels like.
Grandy loves that.
I will tell.
John, why don't you try Uranus?
That was for John Fisher.
I told
him. We were talking about places he could move the team. John, why don't you try Uranus?
Being locked out of Twitter is not as bad as you think.
Okay. Wow.
It's actually kind of wonderful.
Hi.
Just open up a new burner.
Okay.
Follow Rappaport, Schefter, Monty Poole, you know? Just like
Cam Inman, 5 o'clock.
Get away from the toxicity.
And there's no spam. Nobody's found me yet. Like, I can just follow the 8 people that I want to follow and then go to bed. It's actually like, really wonderful.
What's your burner? Because I muted it.
I don't even know.
Lovely Christie's boo.
No.
Christie.
No. No.
Christie's side piece.
I actually tried to set up a new username and they go, nope, not available. So poof, here you got that one. Like, they didn't even let me a second try.
MW8786449.
Yeah, like, is it Jazzy or
one
is
of
this,
those? Okay. It's a bunch of numbers and letters. And that's me. Man. And I'm just looking at Schefter.
San Jose Jazz fan 8?
Yeah. But that was a good rant about why they're not asking. Is Shasky pointing that out? Because we talked about it, man. I'm just saying. Any other market, it's Purdy left and right. And that's why I'm like, what's going on?
Dude, we're going to the Big Apple. We need a win and a pass rusher when we leave there. I would like our best receiver and our best quarterback to play. And
Do you think he's healing? I don't. I think Brock.
Well, everybody's healing.
Nah, but I think if he's saying it's the pain or how he feels, it could be what Lowe and Baldy talked about. Like, you may never get that again this season.
I don't know. I don't know.
Because if you play and underperform, Dibs, what's the ping pong and Evan of, oh, it was because of the toe, the throw was high. It's like, then you don't need to be out there.
Well, he played and he got hurt, and now he's been out for 4 more weeks. So, I mean, that was that. So I do think that, you know, when you look at this on the backdrop of that, you're going to be more cautious. I'm more worried about Ricky Pearsall where, you know, he had the PCL, which we saw McCaffrey last year. He had the PCL, and he never came back. So Pearsall's been out now forever, and Ayuk's window has not been reopened. There. Right. But, I mean, when he's out there, he's been out there half the time.
Well, looking forward to it. Again, Cam Emnon, 5 o'clock, coming up next on Willard and Dibbs. Steinie back tomorrow. Keep it locked on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.